大家手上是不是有拿到另外一张这个印有经文的这个纸？对不起，只有中文的而已。
You have the handout in your hand, but it's in Chinese only.
我还在想说有没有一个比较更好的方法或者是方式，我们每次讲道前这段读圣经的事情能够把它做得更好。
So this scripture reading, we can do it better every Sunday.
今天我先用中文的提供，只提供中文的，非常抱歉。
So today I provide the Chinese one.
我们看中文的这个圣经，然后我们按照这个来念，这个是一模一样的，跟圣经一模一样，只是好像多了一些空间，那么有些句子，不是一条，有一个不同的位置啊，你看看是不是意思会比较更清楚。
Oh, so this is actually the scripture reading, but this is like in paragraphs that's broken into different segments.
那么那些如果你用英文圣经，你就打开你的这个英文圣经。
So you can use your English Bible and follow through.
那么这里你看到说，印出来有一个好处，你如果看整个的时候，你会发现到它有一种这个 pattern 啊。
So the benefit of actually breaking into sections is helpful because there's some pointers there.
基本上有三列啊
column. You realize that there are three columns.
然后每一个就是有一个一个课题。
There's a topic or a theme for each column.
然后排在一起的几乎都是同样的。
So when you align them, it's a similar theme or focus.
你这样读过之后，你发现到保罗的这个经文呢就没有这么复杂了。
Then you realize that when you read it in this alignment, then it's not so complicated to read Paul's writings.
我们来看一下啊，十五节开始。
So verse 15.
这却怎样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，什么意思？就是顺从谁，然后又怎么样呢？就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆，以至于死；或做顺命的奴仆，以致成义。你看到两个不同的，那两个结果不同的。十七节，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做恶的奴仆，现今啊，你看比较，却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，然后怎么样呢？就做了义的这个奴仆。十九节。我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎么样将肢体献给不接不法的奴仆，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆。所以他在比较两个情形，过去现在。二十节，因为这个是 thesis 来的，他的整个议题，你们做罪的奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。当你在这边的时候，你就不一定，你就一定是不在这边。哎，你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。但现今你们既从罪里得了释放出来了，然后去了哪里呢？做了神的奴仆，那又会怎么样呢？就有成圣的果子，最后呢，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。所以你看得很清楚呢，保罗就是在比较两种的这个情况。
So it's very clear that Paul is actually making comparisons between two realms or domains.
那么今天我们要再一次借助这段经文呢，到底保罗要我们想什么，要我们知道什么，跟要我们做什么。
So let us from this passage learn what Paul wants us to know and what he wants us to do.
那么我们也把这段这个圣经跟我们现在我们的这个情况连接起来。
And we need to make it relevant to our current lives now.
上个星期我们庆祝我们国家独立50周年。
Last week we celebrated Singapore's independence.
我想我们都一直在问，都在想说，我们过去这50年，我们是怎么样走过来的
？So everyone is asking, you know, how had we walked in the past 50 years?
那如果说我们今天做得不错的话
，If we've done fairly well right now,
那我们就问说，我们成功是为什么
？Then we ask how, why did we succeed?
然后我们要问说，在接下来另外一个50年
，Then we ask for the next 50 years onward,
要做什么？要持守什么？
What is something that we need to sustain and to keep?
过去我们所成功的，是不是接下来50年照样也是一样会那样成功吗
？The way that we have succeeded in the past 50 years, would it be the same the next 50 years?
我们怎么样给这些问题这个答案
？How can we provide answers to this?
我们就会接下来我们会怎么做
？We will determine how we action the next few years.
那么上个星期保罗就带领我们去想到底呢，我们是谁
？So last week, you know, Paul taught us about to think about who we are.
今天一样的，我们也照样继续要想到底呢，我们是谁
？Today is the same thing. We have to consider again who are we.
在这个星期，亚洲的国家在纪念第二次世界大战结束70周年。
And this year, the Asia is celebrating the end of the war for end of the war for 70 years.
你发现到说，我们亚洲人在面对我们做错事情的处理的方式，还不是很理想。
You realize that that's how the Asians deal with our past mistakes may not be the best way.
你看欧洲人自己呢，打了2次世界大战。
Europeans, there was 2 world war.
然后他们自己呢，很深刻、很深刻的在反思自己为什么会错到这样离谱。
And there was the profound reflection on why they make such mistakes.
尤其是德国
，especially Germany.
他们对他们在第二次世界大战杀害这个犹太人这件事情
，for the killing of the Jews in the Second World War.
他们做了很深的反思。
And there was a deep reflection.
我有一年去这个德国旅行。
I toured Germany once.
我也到了其中一个集中营去。
And I went to one of the concentration camps there.
当你进去这个里面的时候
，When you walk in,
那一种是很恐怖的。
It's a very terrifying experience.
但是当你看到他们在写这些事情的时候
，But they were writing these historical facts.
不是在那边宣示他们的愤怒，或者是在那边责备责骂。
It was not about sharing their anger or their rebuke.
包括犹太人自己写的一块石碑。
Including this inscription written by the Jews themselves.
只是一句很简单的话。
Just a very simple phrase.
不要让这个再发生。
Don't let this happen again.
我站在那边很久很久很久。
So I stood there and pondered for a long, long time.
我很感动。
I was very moved.
但是当我从那边回来的时候
，But when I came back.
我们在一个小镇走的时候
，So we were walking in a near town.
因为那个是年尾。
It's the end of the year.
那么也在准备过圣诞节。
So they were celebrating Christmas.
那么我就在一个摊子外面。
So I was standing at a store.
碰到一个德国上了年纪的。
And I met an aged German.
那么他就跟我讲话。
And he spoke to me.
我就跟他说从集中营来。
I said I came from the concentration camp.
很生气。
He was very angry.
Enough is enough.他说够了够了，我们德国人已经认错够了，不要再提好吗
？Please don't mention anymore. We have already apologized and confessed for many years.
我没有讲什么。
I was silent.
他的意思就是说，全世界好像一直在消费德国人这件事情。
I'm saying that everyone in the world seems to be consuming us about this.
但是德国人不是这样想。
But the Germans were not saying this way.
你看他们的这个老师一批一批带学生，一直一批一批去参观去解释。我们在的时候就看到都是学校老师带学生在那边看。
So in the education system, the teachers will continue to bring their students to go to that museum.
他们真正的去面对这个事情。
They really face up to this incident.
在根据其中一个有一个说法。
According to one saying,
人类从来就没有在一百年之内呢，真正呢，真的是那一百年是没有打仗的。
There's never been a 100 years in human history where there's no war.
所以我们五十年能够很平安平定的来生活建设国家。
So we had this 50 years peacefully in our nation building.
是很幸福的。
It's a very blessed.
你就讲说世界大战结束了。
You say, oh, the end, the war, world war has ended.
从那时候到现在这七十年来。
From then to now, about 70 years.
越南战争。
The Vietnam War.
不久前的中东战争。
中东的 Middle East War.
到现在的还在那里的这个战乱。
And it's still warring away over there.
所以到底你说我们人是怎么一回事？
So you say, what's the problem with humans?
我们如果要问，要去想这样一个很大的一个问题。
If we were to ponder on these very large, huge issues.
或者说你想到你自己。
Or even to think about yourself.
接下来，你认为你的生活，你的前面是什么一回事？
How do you feel your steps will be in the near future?
你有没有想过到底？这个问题我要怎么去想
？Have you even thought about how you should think about this issue?
圣经给我们一个很特别的一种想法。
And the Bible gives us a very unique thinking.
特别是因为现在我们不这样想东西。
Unique because we don't think like this anymore.
现在我们不从这样的一个角度想东西了。
Today we do not think about things from this perspective anymore.
因为我们现在在过去的这几十年，或者说在过去的这个两百年。
For the past decades, for the past 200 years,
我们整个思想的那个变化，已经我们不再像圣经那样想东西。
Our thinking is no longer aligned to the Bible.
所以有时候你读圣经，为什么你觉得读不懂
？So sometimes when you read the Bible, that's why you find that you don't understand it.
我在说不是因为它深奥。
It's not that it is too difficult to understand.
因为是它离你很远。
But it's too far from you.
它是一个对你来讲是一个很陌生的东西。
It became alien to you.
它不是因为深。
Not that it is too
deep.
Deep.
是因为你陌生。
But it was alien to you.
怎么讲呢
？How so?
我们现在想这个我的事情的时候
，When we're thinking about issues about ourselves, myself,
我们就只想我而已。
Then we're thinking only about myself, me.
这个也是一个进步来的。
Well, you can say this is an improvement.
尤其是对妇女来说。
Especially for the women.
我很鼓励妇女要这样想东西的。
I need the women to think like this.
因为在过去很长的时间里面。
Because in the past many years.
女人是不是人来的
？Women were not regarded as humans.
她是都是属于别人的。
They belong to someone.
她没有出嫁的时候，她是爸爸的。
Before they were married, they belonged to the father.
她出嫁的话是丈夫的。
After marriage, belonged to the husband.
如果丈夫死了，她是儿子的。
After the death of the husband, belonged to the son.
如果这些都不在了，是他的舅舅的。
Everybody has died, then belongs to the uncle.
没有所谓我的。
There's no definite I.
但是这个进步呢，我们也走进另外一个困境。
So even though we had this improvement, but we went into another set of problems.
现在我们想的都是 my right, 我的权利。
Now we are always talking about my rights.
我们现在已经不再想说我需要属于谁。
We no longer think about who do I belong to.
我也不需要要顺从谁。
Nor who do I need to submit to.
现在最流行的一句话呢，最重要最重要就是听你自己心里的话。
Now the most popular slogan is listen to your heart.
别人有很多这个讲法。
Many things all around you.
那这个其实也不是对跟错的问题。
Again, this is not an issue of right or wrong.
每次一种反应都是一种外在的变化。
Every time there's a response, it's a response to the circumstances outside.
因为这个是我们自己找来的。
It's something that we step into it ourselves.
你买这种智慧手机了。
So you go and buy this smartphone.
这样一按，什么东西都来了。
So when you press on it, everything comes to you.
一件事情，全世界的人的意见你都来了。
So as long as there's one incident, then the opinions of everyone is there.
这样你做怎么办
？So you ask how?
所以现在有人说，就听你自己心里面的话就好。的声音
Some will advocate, just listen to your own voice.
因为没办法。
Because there's no way out.
因为我们一定要有一个回应。
Because we need to respond, right?
所以这个是一个非常矛盾的一个现象。
So this is quite a dilemma here.
但是在这个之前
But before this,
尤其在保罗的时代
Particularly during the time of Paul,
跟他的整个民族的传统
And his tradition of his people.
当以色列人出现的时候
，When the Israelites appear，
我们知道以色列原本就是雅各。
We realize that Israel actually is the name of Jacob。
那么就从他的十二个孩子来的。
And he had 12 sons。
那他呢是怎么样生出来的
？And how did the 12 sons come into being？
他爸爸生出来的。
Of course, from the birth, the father birthed them。
他爸爸 Isaac 是怎么生出来的
？How was Isaac his father birthed？
本来是没有的。
You know, he didn't exist before。
就是亚伯兰都已经过了生育的年龄了。
Because his grandfather Abraham was already past the age of childbearing。
但是就上帝找上他。
Yet God sought him out。
所以以色列人知道。
So the Israelites were very aware。
他们的出现。
Their appearance。
他们会出现。
The fact that they could appear。
是因为上帝。
Is because of God。
所以他们是一起的，上帝我一起的。
So they are connected to God。
我们现在不，我们是怎么出现的？是突然间很久以前，嘣，然后大爆炸。
Today we may not understand that's how we appear on the world stage. You think that it's because of Big Bang.
然后无数的所谓进化。
I think that there's millions of revolutions along the way.
然后就出现我们。
And then we came into being.
所以我没有所谓我跟什么东西。有一些很特别的关系。
So there's no such thing as I had a very unique or special relationship with anyone or anything.
那我们现在也是这样子了解的。
And that's how we understand things today.
但是对保罗来说不是。
But to Paul, this is not so.
而对他来说，那个是一个事实来的。
To Paul, what he knows is a fact.
他的两千年的犹太人的历史告诉他说，我们的出现是因为上帝。
His 2,000 years of his ancestors' history tells him that. His appearance is related to God.
所以当他想说我们是谁的时候
，So when he thinks about who are we，
他不是在想说我有什么权利，我有什么这个我的这个地位。
So when he talks about who am I， he's not talking about what's my rights or what my privileges。
他想的是说我属于谁的
？To him, he's asking who do I belong to？
我们本来属于上帝。
We belong to God。
但是呢？我们又不顺从上帝。
But yet we do not obey God.
然后呢，我们就自己搞出一大堆的事情出来。
And we messed up and had a lot of problems.
但是后来我们说，我们有律法。
And then later on we said we had the law.
我们就好好来守律法。
And so we kept the law.
这样律法呢，就会使到我们呢，这个做对跟得到上帝的这个喜悦。
Hoping that the law will help us to do right and then gain favor with God.
那么这件事情呢？保罗要说帮不了忙的。
And yet Paul says, no, this thing about the law is not going to help you.
尤其是来到第七章的时候，他针对这个事情。
Especially in chapter 7, he will tackle this issue.
但是在前面这个第二到第四章呢，他说我们虽然有律法呢，但是我们也不守律法。
Because in chapter 2 and 4, he said, although we have the law, but we also never kept the law.
所以我们犹太人也不见得好到哪里去。
So the Israelites were not good in any better.
然后他就在经里讲到说，但到底我们全部人到底问题在哪里
？Then he talks about the whole humanity. He said, "What's the problem with everyone?"
所以今天，如果你在想这样的一个问题，就是说，到底我应该怎么样子来活着
？So if you happen to be thinking about this kind of problems, then it's about how should I live right now?
那你有会你自己的一些的这个想法、一些的计划，你会想到你的职业，你会想到你的学业，你会想到你以后应该学什么，应该追求什么。
Perhaps you have your own plans, you know, what your career, what are you going to seek?
这些都是很自然，现在大家都在想这个事情。
It's natural for people to think like this today.
但是最根本的，你觉得说我活着就是这些东西吗？
But the more fundamental thing is, you must ask yourself, do I live only for all this?
那么我又怎么样在这些事情的这个当中，我会活得快乐？我会活得呢？我觉得我要好好这样活下去。
Then, if not, then amongst all this or amid all these things, how can I live a very fulfilling and very happy?
那么今天我们的环境是这样子来告诉我们。
Today our circumstances will tell us things like this.
我们今天一直掉在一种矛盾的里面。
We are falling in this trap or dilemma.
就是价钱跟价值。
It's about the price and the value of things.
我想我们大家都会挣扎。
We all struggle with this.
我们常常被这个价钱呢来吸引。
We are attracted to the price of things.
哦，便宜一点当然好。
哇 ，very cheap then is good.
工资高一点当然是好。
工资 is if the my salary is higher, then of course it's good for me.
那么能够赚的钱多一点当然好。
Can earn more, then of course it's good for me.
但是另外一方面，我们又感觉到好像我们在争取这个价钱的这个时候，我们好像在出卖一些价值。
Then we realize that if we are seeking the price, then we might be compromising on the value of things.
啊，我们希望说我们会升职。
We want to get promotion.
但是又看到说一升职呢，我们在家里的时间、给亲人的时间，那以及一些给教会的一些时间、一些有意义的东西的价值呢，好像就要一直就要受影响了。
For example, if I want to get promoted, you know, but at the same time, I might lose some value time with my family or serving in church and other things.
那么我们需要在这两边里面来这个挣扎。
So we struggle in the between these two choices.
然后我跟弟兄姐妹说，挣扎是很自然的事情。
So I tell brothers and sisters, it's natural to struggle.
不挣扎呢，有两个情况。
If you do not struggle, then there's only two scenarios.
正常的情况就是你已经呢。胜过不用挣扎了。
One scenario is that if you really overcome it, therefore you don't struggle.
啊，这个很好。
That is very good.
那另外一个可能呢，你不挣扎呢，就是说你已经完全就是妥协了，都你都不知道，都没不用挣扎，啊，没得挣扎。
The other time you never struggle is that perhaps you already totally compromised and you're even not aware of it. That's why you're not struggling.
我知道挣扎的感觉不好。
I know that this sense of struggling is uncomfortable.
所以我们常常都会希望说，哎呀。过了这个之后，我希望我不用再这样子了，拉拉扯扯这样。
So we always hope that always after this event or after that thing, and I will complete it.
然后我们都希望说我们能够提早退休。
We want to retire early.
然后说我能够做我喜欢要做的事。
After retirement, I'll do what I like to do.
这个呢，就是说你在这个山，你就看那个山很漂亮。
Means that you actually on this mountain and thinking the next mountain looks better.
有时候你退休了。是不是真的你能够做你自己要做的事
？Actually, you know, after you retire, do you really have time to do what you really wanted to do?
我想很少数的人比较幸运，能够心想事成。
Only a few minority achieve that.
真的是很少的人。
Really, very few.
所以我们感谢上帝，我们是大多数的人。
So we thank God, we are like everybody else.
我们要一直在挣扎，一直在挣扎。
We just keep on struggling.
你就是挣扎。
You just struggle.
你不要把挣扎当作。是不好的事。
Just struggle lah. Don't think that struggle is something bad.
或者说也不应该有的事。
Or something that you do not need to face.
当然可以不用是当然。
Of course, if I don't need to struggle, it's good.
但是它是一个我们的过程的话。
But if it's part of the process.
我们说 live and let die.
Okay.
James Bond 007.
Live and let die. Yeah.
Just be it.
啊。
然后一天一天的。死又活，死又活。
So every day is the same. Die and live again. Die and live again.
你还记得上个星期这个那一段经文吗？我岂不知我们受洗归入耶稣基督的死，然后再跟他一起活。
Do you remember the verse last week that if we die with Christ, then we are raised with Christ?
你发现到说圣经给我们一个更真实、一个更真正的一种生活的情况。
Realize that the Bible gives us something that's more real, that represents the reality that we are facing now.
然后当他说真实的时候，并不是说因此我们就很现实，那就是这样。
So when we say something that's real, it doesn't mean that you know it's so practical and then things would just be so.
但是他在这里面，他还告诉我们一个好像有时候看起来很不真实的东西。
Yeah, it gives you something that might be a bit, I don't know, 不真实 that's unreal.
他告诉你说有一个很美很不一样的一个生命已经完成了的。
Tells us that there's a very beautiful life that's already been accomplished.
就是从耶稣那边来的。
Came from Jesus.
是他做出来的。
It's a life that he has lived up.
是他真的是做出来活过的。
He actualized it and he lived it up.
然后他说这个是我们可以分享到的。
Is this something that we can share in this kind of life?
那对保罗来说，他的世界。是这样的。
So to Paul, this is his worldview.
可能我们从来没有想过有这种东西。
Perhaps you've never thought about it in this way.
这个叫做福音。
This is called gospel.
福音就是真的是你不在你的那个一般的那个想法的里面。
Gospel means it's something that's out of your box, out of your thinking box.
因为它是从上帝那边带来。
It's beyond you, it's because it came from God.
而上帝呢，就是在我们之外。
And God is transcending us.
不是我们想得到的。
It's nothing that we can comprehend.
但是他却又为着我们的缘故。
Yet for our sake.
他告诉保罗，他告诉以色列人。
He tells Paul and he tells the Israelites.
事情呢，应该是这样的。
This is how things should be.
什么叫做生活呢？
What does it mean about living?
生活不是只是你自己。
Living is not comprising just about yourself.
跟你应该得什么，你要去得什么。
Or what you want to gain, or what you want to accomplish.
可能更根本的要想的就是说，到底你是谁的。
More fundamentally, you should understand who you belong to.
那么我们男孩子呢就很简单。
So for our children, it's a simple issue.
男孩子英文叫做 boy.
Oh, so for yeah, boy, 男孩 yeah.
就是 boy.
Oh, boy, and Miss
Boy.
Boy
就是 boy.
Oh, that means belongs to the women. Belongs to the mom.
创世纪说。男人要离开父母跟妻子联合。
So for the man, you should leave your family and be union with your wife.
当你是这样子想跟这样看的时候
，If you look at things in this manner,
到底我是属于谁的
？Who do I belong to?
保罗这边就是整段经文就是要跟我们讲这件事。
This whole passage in Paul is trying to tell you about this thing.
从前，现在。
In the past, right now.
你叫把自己交给什么？交给什么？交给谁
？Who do you give yourself to？
那你现在应该属于谁
？In the past, and then now, who should you belong to？
啊，如果是恩典之下呢
？If you are in grace，
还是你是在律法之下呢
？Or are you in the law？
那你是把自己呢献给什么呢
？Who do you offer yourself to？
那你就会跟随什么
？Then you will follow or adhere to whatever you belong to。
我不知道说你要不要重新考虑一下保罗对这样的一个事情的看法跟想法是不是更真实更正确。
Would you like to consider that this perspective from Paul is something that's more real?
你到底属于谁的
？Who do you really belong to?
认为是属于新加坡的举手。
If you think that you belong to Singapore, please pull out your hand.
上个礼拜每个都举手了，
今天没人举。Last week everybody there to put their hand. Today everybody, oops, yeah.Who belongs to Singapore? Yeah, belongs.
很重要嘛，对吧 ？Stand up, stand up for Singapore. 这样哈 ，Count on me, Singapore. 上个礼拜每个都唱嘛。
Last week, everyone was singing so loudly.
你要真的想一想。
So you need to ponder carefully.
可能你要移民。
Maybe you want to migrate.
可能你觉得说，世界都是我的。
You think that I belong to the whole world, or the whole world belongs to me?
你是一个完全赞同 globalization 的哈，就是这个。全球化
，so a global body。
但是，这个吴作栋总理他做总理的时候，他有一个口号：心系新加坡，放眼全世界啊。
吴作栋 he had this slogan， I don't know。
Anchor 在新加坡，但是呢，放眼全世界。总共有五个，我记得有五句，全部都是这一种 dialectic 的。
So he had these five slogans.
是很不容易，这个也是如果我们小国要存活，可能是我们要有这样的一个这样的一个信念，就是一种逆向的一个思考。
So it's a kind of attitude that we as a small nation need to embrace, you know, if we such a small nation to face the world.
我常举的例子，我们本来是没有水的，最受水威胁的。
For example, the issue of water, we were used to be threatened or restricted by this issue.
然后现在我们呢？是解决了这个问题。
And yet we solve this problem of water.
接下来我给你一个建议，我们是最没有土地耕种的。
The next issue we had no land for crops planting.
能不能够我们新加坡出的人才是最会搞 agriculture 的
？Can anyone here be someone that is, you know, is good in agriculture in?
年轻的父母让你的孩子读这一科以后呢？到处会抢他的。
So、agricultural technology or engineering.
当然你说去哪里种，在 HDB 楼上种啊。
Yeah, think out the box. Where to plant? Maybe you know in the HDB roof.
所以你怎么样想
？How you think things?
你怎么样想问题？你怎么样看
？How do you perceive problems?
或许这个才是我们掌握到这个生命跟生活的那个最重要的一些意义跟事情。
Perhaps this is what we would have if we can grasp this issue about life and about living.
所以保罗就告诉我们说，是这样的，你要想你到底属于谁，你把你交给谁了。
So for Paul, the significant thing is who do you belong to and who have you offered yourself to?
然后根据他的 民族的整个经验。
And according to his tradition of his people.
我在说，因为他们很特别，他们的出现是跟上帝一开始就分不开的。
I have to repeat that they are very unique because they are inseparable from God.
所以他们有一种很特殊的一个经历。
They have a very unique experience.
一个正常跟应该有的一种生活方式是属于神。
To them, the normal way of living is to belong to God.
而当他们发现到说他们不这样子做的时候
，And they realize that if they do not live in such a way,
他们看到他们的整个经验是他们在地上的生活是一个彻底失败。
And their experience was that their life on earth was a total failure.
而且是一个败坏
，a corrupted failure.
但是他们呢，本来是可以呢，丰盛，可以呢，正常，可以好，可以正。
And yet, actually, they could be good and beautiful and correct.
他在这里跟罗马教会，也要透过罗马教会向全世界说这样的一个事情。
And so Paul, through the Roman Church, also wants to proclaim this to the whole world.
当然，他讲这个是有根据的。
Of course, when he says things like that, he is supported by his evidence.
那些不对的呢，他有整个2000年的他的民族的失败史做根据。
Things that were not right, he had these 2,000 years of history to back him up.
但是我们都有一个教训，就是我们人从来不从历史里面得教训。
And yet we had this problem that we never learned the lessons from our history.
但是对于以色列民族来讲
，But for the people of Israel,
历史一直是他们的一个智慧。
History is a form of wisdom for them.
因为那个是他们的上帝跟他们一起走过的。
Because history is a journey that he had with God.
所以当他往回头看的时候，他从这个创世纪看下来。
So when he looked back on history from Genesis,
他就是看到一个事实。
He saw a reality.
就是从亚当不听话，然后他们自己也不听话。
He saw the fact that, you know, Adam disobeyed and they themselves disobeyed.
这些都是就是这样的一个事实。
These are facts.
使到他们呢就在一种罪里面被捆绑。
Facts that caused them to be in sin and be bonded by sin.
然后就被败坏呢，好像控制住一样。
And in control by this depravity.
就受到死的那个权势呢，在那边罩住。
And because of that, then under the realm of death.
这个是实际的一个经验体会。
And this is a very real experience for them.
在这里面呢，不是说我知道该不该做什么，跟不知道在该不该做什么。
So the issue here is not about in your mind what you know you ought to do or not ought to do.
也不是说到底有没有条例、有没有律法、有没有什么呢？只是我该做不该做。
It is also not about whether there is certain law that tells me what I should do and this I should not do.
他说问题不在这边。
Paul says the issue is not here.
所以说，所以我们有律法又怎么样呢？
所以说 ，even if we have the law, then so what？
那么我们呢？可能是说，会不会是我们里面有一些恶的一些什么成分在里面
？Sometimes we think is it because there's some wickedness in us in our human nature？
这个就是这个 cause and effect the framework。
So that's the framework of the cause and effect。
因跟果。
Cause and effect。
保罗说不是。
Paul says, no, not this way.
尤其是那个因跟果的东西。
Especially this cause and effect.
这个是 philosophy 来的。
This is
哲学来的。
Yeah.
这个没办法证明啊。
You can't prove that because it's philosophy.
当然有些人可能他要企图从脑神经、从基因里面去证明。
Some try to prove that through genetic engineering or whatever. Yeah.
啊，这个很有趣的东西。
Something interesting.
现在在这方面的一些发展是很有趣的。
Some very interesting developments along this way.
但是我们这个要等做更可靠的这个这个 data.
Yeah, but we need better data to support this.
但是你纯粹只是从一个这个理论来解释。
So if you try to answer this through this theory.
保罗不是。
But Paul is not.Coming from this way.
保罗是从一个事实。
Paul comes from a fact.
到底我们把我们交给谁
？The fact, who do we belong? Who do we give ourselves to?
我们向什么降服
？Who do we submit ourselves to?
那今天我想，我们每个人都会感觉这件事。
In today, we might sense this strongly.
因为我们今天，我们每个人都最不愿意呢，去服任何一个人，就是只有我自己而已。
Because today, we do not want to submit to anybody. Just submit to yourself.
今天其实我们每个人最能够感觉什么叫做降服。
Today we can sense it so strongly what this thing called submission.
因为我们都不愿意降服。
None of us are to submit to anybody.
到一个地步，甚至今天我们教孩子呢，我们也不再用这一套。
Even when we teach our children, we may not use this method.
那我不是这边的专家。
I may not be an expert on this.
我只是做一个意见。
I'm just giving an suggestion.
我们不要走过头。
So let's not go overshoot it.
过去我们的这个父母亲是怎么样都要我们降服。
In the past, parents required the children to submit to them.
而且不管孩子的感受。
Regardless of their children's feelings.
今天我们走到另外一个极端。
Today we went to the other extreme.
我们怕伤害孩子的感受，太过完全以孩子的感受，我们不敢再说你要顺从。
Yeah, we're so afraid of hurting their feelings that we put their feelings as priority, and we say you don't need to submit anymore.
所以其实我不做主理牧师，很大原因也在这边。
Maybe that's part of the reason, one of the reasons that I'm not your senior pastor.
因为我应付不来了。
Because I can't handle this.
所以我常常提醒小辉牧师。
So I also remind Reverend 小辉。
你的时代。
It's your era now.
就是没有所谓顺服的。
Your era has no such concept of submission.
我们需要有顺服。
Do we need submission?
我们向谁顺服？
If we submit, then who should we submit to?
有没有所谓值得顺服的？
Is there someone or something that's worth submitting to?
我想有。
Yes.
你会把你的事业，或者把你很想做的一个东西，你整个心都投下去？
Would you, not really?Put yourself totally into something that your career or something that you really believe in.
所以我们还是有一种对一种东西降服的。
So there is still a certain cause that we are willing to submit to.
你对爱情
，for love，
对你的这个伴侣
，for your spouse，
对你的孩子
，for your children，
对国家
，for country，
或者是对一些价值
，or some value，
还是有的。
There is.
我们不可能没有这一个。
It's impossible that we don't have something that we.
但是你发现到说，我们是逐渐一直在尽量越来越少了。
But we realize that we try to minimize more.
甚至今天到男女关系，我们也都不再讲 submit to each other.
Even now in the boy-girl relationship, we're no longer talking about submission to one another.
我们是讲说合跟合不来。
It's about whether we are suitable for each other.
啊，这里面你就看到说一些不一样的一种的生命的一种的经验就不同了。
Then you realize that because of this, then the life experience is a little bit different already.
但是保罗告诉我们说，我们的生命是值得向另外一个生命降服的。
But Paul says life, there's a value in submitting to someone.
因为那一个生命呢，他先为我们降服。
Because that life first submit to us.
耶稣基督本来是跟上帝一样尊贵的。
Jesus Christ is as honorable as God.
他跟神在一起的。
He's with God.
他愿意来到我们当中。
Yeah, he willing to come amongst us.
而且是进入到我们的那个很败坏的情况的里面。
And enter into this very depraved humanity.
而且去跟我们一样经历这一切。
And to experience all this with us.
而且甚至到一个更低的、更深入的，就是死。
And even something more deep, which is death itself.
神需要死吗？
Does God really need to die?
神是不需要死。
God does not need to die.
而死跟神本来就是 absolutely 呢，是不能够在一起的。
Death and God cannot absolutely coexist.
但是他为了我们，他进去。
And yet for our sake, he entered into death.
然后再从那里出来。
And then he raised from that.
然后跟我们说有永生这件事情。
And he proclaimed to us that there is eternal life.
就是有那一种可以永远好好活着的。
That there's this life that you can live forever.
告诉我们说事情可以有的。
And says that this can happen.
所以保罗说要选这个吗？
And so Paul, do you want to choose this?
为什么我们不要把我们的生命放在这个里面呢？
Then why not we just offer our life to and put it in this?
他说二十节，他说因为你们做罪的奴仆的时候就不被义约束了。
See, when you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness.
那个义就是耶稣。
This righteousness points to Jesus.
然后耶稣是义呢，你在以他整个一生人的那个生命跟事情呢来想象，你一定要从这边 进入里面。
And Jesus is righteous throughout his whole life.
而对保罗来说，他还看到那个荣光，因为在大马色路上他看到。
And for Paul, it's more than that. He saw the glory of Jesus himself at the road of Damascus.
所以他在哥林多后书十五章为什么会讲出那一段那么精彩的那一整段的这个的话是来。
That's why his testimony in 1 Corinthians 15.
所以既然事实是这样
，If that is the fact.
我们是可以选，有的选。
Then there is a choice.
为什么我们不选是这个活？为什么不选这个？我们把我们放在那边了。
So if that's the choice, then why not put yourself in this life and this living?
那么这个是要用一种呢，把自己交给他的。
This is something that you need to like offer, you know, and handle yourself, hand over yourself to something.
那这个叫做信耶稣。
And this is what it means about believing in Jesus.
不是只是 intellectually 你 accept 一些 doctrine 或者是你 agree 一些东西，不是。
It's not about acknowledging or agreeing in your mind certain doctrines.
其实是跟你在结婚的时候在前面说 I do.
A little bit similar to what you say at the when you get married and say I do.
是这样的一个情景。
It's that kind of scenario.
而当你把你自己放在那边的时候
，So when you put yourself in there，
你就不在这边了。
You put yourself there, then you're not there the other side anymore。
所以你就看到说，我们每天就是这边来来去去。
So every day our journey is here and there。
这个是第七章要更详细的描述。Yep,
that's what chapter seven will say more in detail。
但是在这里呢，他很清楚先告诉我们说，可以是从这样的一个想法跟这样的一个了解。
But here it tells you clearly that this is how you could think and how you understand things.
所以不管你今年是多大的一个年纪
，So regardless of how old you are right now，
如果你是很年轻的
，You could be someone very young。
国家过去的五十年的成功
，The 50 years of country's success。
你接下来会以这个怎么样再成为你们以后的这个成功？
How will the history of our success be your success in the future?
但是你现在问你自己。
But you need to ask yourself this.
从现在开始。
From now on.
你打算怎么活？
How do you intend to live?
你到底属于谁的？
Who do you belong to?
你开始从这个角度来想东西。
So please start to think of things from this perspective.
上帝带领我们会进入一个不一样的一种生命的状况。
And God will lead us into a very different way of life.Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为有你，因为是你，才是我们。我们本来就是一个跟你分不开的我们。感谢你，我们迷失的时候，我们不知道的时候，我们不了解的时候，不明白的时候。你闯进我们的历史的里面，重新来找我们，来认为我们，来向我们说这些话。求天父你的灵这时候在我们当中引导我们，感动我们，让我们不再只是我，更不是一个漂流的我，也不是一个迷失的我，而是一个实实在在知道我们可以在哪里，生命可以真的是很扎实的，并且勇往向前，并且是一个翱翔飞翔，有你牵着我们的。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你如此待我们，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们用这首。